This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila, and our first story is about the Health Ministry essentially putting out a statement to warn its staff against making public, issuing public remarks, especially on social media. This is coming on the heels of a staffer at MOH criticizing Putrajaya's COVID-19 vaccination plan. And I think essentially this raises questions about a few different things, right? About whistleblowing and the ability to do so, the ability to raise problems that you see, especially if you are working in a space where you might be seeing them more up close than others, the importance of the government presenting a united front, which is something that we're going to get into based off of the ministry statement. And I think on a more general basis, there is this question of it's an old one. What we're able to say about our work on social media.
Yes, and I think that social media part is actually quite the key one, right? Because the reality of it is that a lot of this response is coming from the fact that that particular post went viral, and it fed into particular sentiments that a lot of people were already feeling. Now, getting back to that ministry statement, basically just to break down some of the things they said, it said that each and every civil servant is warned against making direct or indirect statements on topics about the execution of public policies, programs and government decisions without obtaining permission prior. The statements which are improper and made without checking would affect the officer as a civil servant, that they would cause confusion and anxiety in the community, and that they would harm the credibility of the civil service and the government as a whole. Again, feeding back into what you said about the need to present a united front in some way. The statement also said that these rules are not meant to curtail their freedom of speech. It instead asks their staff to use the right response and complaint channels, essentially within the system itself. And that disciplinary action will be taken against violators. So a lot of things there which I think will give people pause and does impinge on that question of then what are the channels when it is the system that's itself that might be flawed? Where do you go? And what is your responsibility in terms of a larger public service?
So to nobody's surprise, this hasn't gone down all that well online, on social media, the very front that we're talking about. It's not been received very well. I think people have a lot of questions to do with freedom of speech, to do with the ability to talk openly about the vaccination plan and program. And even from lawmakers, this has come up as well. For example, Dr. Kelvin Yee, who's the MP of Bandar Kuching, said that the health ministry glorifies frontliners when it's convenient for them, threatens them when it isn't, and that they're instilling a fear of speaking up in frontliners when it should be investigating irregularities in the immunization plan. We also have Johor Bahru MP Akmal Nasir, who pointed out that this appears to contradict Khairi Jamaluddin's open calls for whistleblowers to contact him about allegations of vaccine queue jumping, and that it seems, again, goes back to this idea of, well, if, you know, this is a public program that we're talking about, and people are trying to convey that information to the public, then is it problematic that we're trying to do things to stand in their way?
Yes, and I think that that sort of counterintuitiveness to the kind of transparency that people like Khairi are espousing when it comes to this vaccination program about the government's COVID efforts, there's already a fair amount of hesitation and distrust from the public. And I think making these kinds of statements just feel like, I mean, essentially in the simplest way, what are you trying to hide would be the question. But I think it speaks to a larger question of who's to be accountable when someone brings something up? Is there something that's going to be done within the system? And why would a staff member or civil servant actually even feel like taking this public? And if they have, perhaps there's some breakdown in that complaint channel that you've set up.
Also, ironically, therefore, one of my smaller questions about this is also, why did the ministry take it public? So I understand that here we are talking about transparency and the importance of it all. But there's a part of me from a pure communication standpoint that wonders why there was a need to issue a public statement.
That more people read the clarification than they might have read the original post.
Honestly. Yeah. And I mean, the subsequent news reports have repeatedly said that this was based on a post that went viral and they did not actually put the contents of the post within their reporting, which, you know, is pretty standard. But I think that just the repetition of that means that people are going to go, hey, wait, there was a complaint. Where do I find that? Mm-hmm. And so I wonder what the benefits are from a communication standpoint of doing something like this in public, as opposed to issuing a very stern memo internally saying within that disciplinary action will be taken and the like. Again, I'm not suggesting ways to better tamp down on freedom of speech. Just thinking aloud that as a communication, in the midst of trying to communicate so many different things all at once about the pandemic, about the vaccine, I think that this is a distraction.
I also think that this shows a little bit of a disconnect in terms of what the digital space and social media is. I think we're past the point where these things can be clamped down easily and for good reason in many cases, but it does seem like the whole handling of this thing has revealed that there is an issue not just with their internal communication strategy, but the external one as well.
So we are going to be speaking after this with Jahaba Sadiq, editor at the Malaysian Insight, as a longtime observer of Malaysian news about what all this means. But in the meantime, if you'd like to share your thoughts, let us know. What do you make of this statement from the Ministry of Health that has essentially warned its staff against putting stuff out on social media that... Okay, let me just get this. Warned against making direct or indirect statements on topics about the execution of any public policies, programs, and government decisions without obtaining prior permission. So that covers quite a lot of ground. And that's what the gag order from the Ministry of Health pertains to. What do you make of this? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:22. That was Electric Light Orchestra with Don't Bring Me Down, a great song when we're talking about gag orders. And that is actually what we're discussing this evening, which is the fact that the Ministry of Health has essentially told its staffers, or basically said each and every civil servant should ask for permission before airing their complaints or airing any criticisms at all on social media. And this just extends in every which direction. That's what we're talking about. We want to know what you think. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now crossing over to Jahaba Sadiq, editor at the Malaysian Insight. Jahaba, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for calling me.
Okay, so what are your views on civil servants using social media as a way to voice complaints and concerns?
I think when civil servants are using social media, it just means that there are no internal channels to voice their complaints or concerns, or that the channels are useless, right? That nothing is acted upon. And so they have no choice but to go to social media to air their views. And as simple as that. I'm sure internally they have their own channels. But in this day and age, if the government needs to remind people that there's a gag order, that tells you everything about the government of the day.
Do you think that civil servants are being held to a different standard compared to other employees?
No, I don't think so. I think every company, every government have general orders where, you have trade secrets, you have privacy laws, and you are given a trust that when you're hired or you're employed, that you will hold whatever that's within the organization, within the company, to a higher standard of privacy or secret in that sense. So I don't think they're any different from any private company. I'm sure media companies like ourselves have the same rules. Any other company, for that matter, have rules where if you're a holder of some kind of trust and some kind of secret, you are not supposed to blab it to the rest of the world.
So what do you think a public warning about this achieves as opposed to, say, a private memo?
I don't know. I think that they have to issue a press release means that they're concerned, that there are more ways of airing views. I'm sure by now there are a lot, particularly for the Health Ministry, that there are a fair number of government doctors who might be frustrated and who might air their views in private channels like Clubhouse or any other audio social media, or even anonymously through Twitter or Facebook posts or at public forums and bulletin boards. So I think it must have reached a stage where the health ministry decided that A, they might internally explain this to their staffers, and B, tell the whole wide world that, you know, we are taking this step because it's just reached a stage where they can't take it anymore, particularly because of the current vaccination program for coronavirus.
Yeah, so how do you see this affecting the overall messaging that's coming from the government about their COVID programs when, you know, they have these internal dissenting voices?
It just means that they haven't been able to convince their own staffers about their plan or how sound their plan is, and that they're not willing to accept criticisms or concerns from their own staff, right? I mean, obviously, it means that there's no town hall or no, how do I put it, no airing of the government view or the ministry's plans, and getting a response from their people internally. Maybe it's because everything's in haste because of this pandemic, but I think it just means that the health ministry and whoever is involved is not savvy enough to even explain to their own people who are experts. And therefore, they can't even explain to us. I mean, we are laymen, right? What do we know? You know, and we're all forced to refer to all the doctors and all kinds of opinions on the public internet, and that's wrong. So if you can't convince your own people who are experts, who have taken how many years to be doctors, who have been sent on public money or private money overseas to be specialists, if you can't convince them and then they complain about it, it just means there's a failure on the authorities' part to explain themselves to their own experts and even to the layman.
So when we started off, Jaba, you were talking about how the fact that a civil servant went to social media probably indicates some issues with the channels within the ministry itself, right?
Yeah.
Are there ways, you think, for these channels to be made more effective in terms of conveying these sorts of communications?
Well, I think as in any organization, whether government or private, you need a feedback mechanism from your colleagues, no matter what levels they're at. Even the hospital cleaner needs to give feedback about their service or what could be done better to improve cleanliness and all that. So unless there's a mechanism, and which I'm not aware of, or I think generally we are not aware of this mechanism within the government, And possibly even their staffers are not aware of the mechanism, or the reality is the mechanism is faulty. That even if they have aired their concerns to their head of department or to an ombudsman, an oversight person, it's not being taken care of. I mean, the best example is we look at the American experience, right? They have an inspector general in every cabinet, every ministry, and their job is to investigate complaints. In the Trump presidency, they removed a lot of the inspector generals and put in their own people because they were fed up with the complaints. You know, so maybe Malaysia needs that experience, maybe needs a kind of mechanism, an inspector general or any kind of department within each ministry to collect complaints without fear or favour and act on it. You know, the fact that people have to go to social media tells you that they have no faith in the internal system.
So right? Overall, how would you say the government is currently responds to whistleblowers?
I don't know. I mean, I think the current government did not have a mandate from the people. It did not have a manifesto about whistleblowing and all that. So I can't hold them to any standard because they did not set their own... they didn't set a standard for themselves to hold on to, right? So, but I think this government, as in previous governments, pay lip service to whistleblowing. And if that's a pun, it's intended. Otherwise... yeah, it is. Just paying lip service to it. I don't think anyone is serious about whistleblowing in Malaysia. Until you have a government that, you know, or people, civil servants who actually take this seriously and say this is a good feedback mechanism for every program, every policy that the government wants to roll out for the general public.
Jaba, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
That was Jaber Sadiq, editor at the Malaysian Insight, giving his thoughts on what we've heard today, based on the Health Ministry putting out a statement essentially telling its staff, you know, maybe think twice about making public statements, especially on social media. Do it only with permission. And we are getting some messages on that point, actually. But let us know what you make of this. You can call us 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.